The Narrow Cape area beyond the Kodiak launch complex will remain closed to the public until further notice after this morning's rocket explosion, according to an announcement from the Alaska Aerospace Corporation. KMXD's Jay Barrett has more.
Pentagon spokeswoman Maureen Schumann said the U.S. Army rocket self-destructed just 4 seconds into its flight at about 12:25 this morning.
Shortly after 4 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the U.S. Army Space and Missile Defense Command, Army Forces Strategic Command, as part of the Defense Department's Conventional Prompt Global Strike Technology Development Program, conducted a flight test of the advanced hypersonic weapon. Due to an anomaly, the test was terminated near the launch pad shortly after liftoff to ensure public safety. There were no injuries to any personnel. Program officials are conducting an extensive investigation to determine the cause of the flight anomaly.
It was the first launch at the KLC in 3 years. Alaska Aerospace CEO Craig Campbell said he couldn't verify where debris from the rocket came down, but Schumann said it was her understanding that the debris is limited to KLC property and did not fall into the water. The three-stage solid-fuel rocket is based on refurbished Polaris intercontinental ballistic missiles. Campbell said it did not appear from a preliminary estimate that there was any extensive damage to the Kodiak launch complex, but said AAC and Department of Defense personnel will be doing damage assessments all day. Kodiak resident Stacy Studebaker, who owns a home in nearby Passagshack, has long been a critic of the Kodiak launch complex. She said in an email to KMXT that she wanted to know what kind of hazards any unburnt rocket fuel posed and who will be conducting the cleanup. Two popular recreation areas are adjacent to the KLC, Fossil Beach, which remains off-limits, and Surfer Beach. In the nose cone of the rocket was the Army's Advanced Hypersonic Weapon, which is a rocket-launched glider capable of flying at over 3,500 miles per hour, or Mach 5. According to the Army's description, the small craft is designed to be lofted nearly into space before separation and then glide through the atmosphere to its target at hypersonic speeds. If developed, it's expected to be able to hit any target on Earth within an hour or less with conventional non-nuclear explosives. This was to be the second test of the glider. Its target was the Kwajalein Atoll in the South Pacific. The first test was successfully launched from Hawaii. Scott White, a Kodiak photographer, was watching the launch from Cape Greville in Chiniak, about a dozen miles from the launch site. He said even at that distance, the explosion was very loud. Another photographer at Cape Greville said the launch looked out of control from the beginning and that she wasn't surprised to find out it self-destructed. She said the resulting fire burned brightly for a short while. The Kodiak Launch Complex is about 25 miles from the city of Kodiak. I'm Jay Barrett.